Diversity in an organization doesn't always mean race or gender. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Megan Gerhart, professor of management and leadership at Miami University, examines how a wide variety of ages can also provide benefits.
There are now more generations working together in organizations than ever before. Based on the most recent data from the Pew Research Center, the American workforce is composed of 2% traditionals, 25% baby boomers, 33% Generation X, 35% millennials, and the newest members, 5% Generation Z. In order for companies to survive and thrive, they will need to intentionally leverage the diversity of thought that all five of these generations bring to the workplace. Currently, only 8% of organizational diversity strategies include age diversity, making this both an overlooked challenge and an untapped opportunity. Research has shown that age diversity can create benefits ranging from increased productivity to improved problem solving. However, these benefits have only been found in organizations that value and foster intergenerational learning and cooperation. When it comes to generational differences, to achieve such positive outcomes, an organization must utilize what I call a gentelligent approach to leadership, creating climate and design practices to fully develop the potential of age diversity. This can be accomplished through things like pairing mentoring and reverse mentoring programs, creating intergenerational collaboration opportunities in work teams, and proactively working to represent all generational perspectives on boards of directors. When managed well, the diversity of thought that multiple generations represent can significantly improve employee engagement and productivity, as well as reduce turnover. Surprisingly, best practices in diversity management have yet to be applied in a meaningful or widespread way to generational and age diversity, creating both challenges for managers who need to find ways for employees from these five different generations to work well together, and opportunities to leverage intergenerational learning to increase success.
That was Megan Gerhart of Miami University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.